Anti-socialism display at UNC Charlotte removed in less than 24 hours. By Tom Sicotta on October 18, 2019. A socialism graveyard display that warned against the dangers of socialism at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte was removed less than 24 hours after it was installed. It is unclear if the display was removed by the university or by upset students. According to a report by the College Fix, an anti-socialism display constructed by conservative students at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte was destroyed less than 24 hours after it was installed. The display, a socialism graveyard, was designed to illustrate the 100 million people that were killed by socialist and communist governments in the 20th century. Emma Schombach, chairwoman of the Young Americans for Freedom chapter at UNC Charlotte, claims that a small group of leftist students formed and watched while they were building the display. After the display was destroyed, Schombach searched campus dumpsters for the remains of the display. "We were having some angry students coming up to us while we were setting the display up. And one of the women in the reservation office that I spoke to said, 'Oh yeah, we had to take that down,' but then everyone else said they weren't sure what we were talking about and had us contact the custodian and also the video surveillance people," Schombach said. "I'm waiting to hear back from them now." Schombach addressed the removal of the display in a Facebook post on Tuesday. In the post, Schombach said that she is still investigating the removal of the display. At this point, it is unclear whether the display was removed by students or administrators. So for people who say universities aren't censoring free speech, here's a little bit of perspective. My club YAF spent our own money and hours to put together a Halloween display bringing attention to the dangers of socialism, Schombach wrote in the post. We put the display in the same location as we had previously displayed nearly 3,000 flags for 9/11, she added. We put it up last night and by 10 a.m. this morning, students or administration had removed the display. We are going to get the bottom of this and are talking to school administration to resolve this issue. But just be aware, free speech is under attack. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.